Blog Talk Radio.
Forgive, Lord. May our prayer remain
Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Let's get into some music.
Check it. It's like... just helping me see the truth.
Coming to your next God, place where I belong. Hide me in your shadow, there's nothing more I want. The grace is all around me, falling like the rain. Lead me to the quiet, be my hiding place. All of my heart, you have all of my heart, babe. most important service. Amen. All right. Let's get into the message. The Simple Truth of Freedom, brought to you by First15.org. The Christian life is meant to be marked by simplicity. Jesus summed up our purpose with two statements, love God and love people. But in our humanity, we have made conflict with God designed to be peaceful, purposeful, and simple. A.W. Tozer remarks in the pursuit of God, every age has its own characteristics. Right now, we're in an age of religious complexity. The simplicity which is in Christ is rarely found among us. It exceeds our programs, methods, organizations, and a world of nervous activities which occupy time and attention but can never satisfy the longing of the heart. The shallowness of our inner experience, the hollowness of our worship, and the sterile imitation of the world which marks our promotional methods all testify that we in this day know God only imperfectly and the peace of God scarcely at all. So if we would find God amid all the religious externals, we must first determine to find him and then proceed in the way of simplicity. So may we discover the peace and joy that comes in pursuing a simple Christianity this week. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is there is freedom. Freedom from sin is not something we pay for with our own blood, sweat, and tears. For it is not bought by any measure of human strength or will, but by the precious and powerful blood of Jesus Christ. So Scripture tells us clearly of the pervasive and liberating effect of Jesus' death for all those who come to believe in him and claim him as Lord. May you be children freed from the bonds of slavery Christ died to set us free from. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1 through 4 says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ. Jesus, from the law of sin and death, for God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh but according to the Spirit. So, with the filing of the Spirit came a new law, a new covenant by which the chains of sin are broken. We are no longer condemned to live under the tyranny of sin, but rather free to live under the new law of the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. The simple truth of Scripture regards to sin is that the freedom is ours through Christ Jesus. To experience true freedom from sin is to simply live in the light of the powerful and filling of the Holy Spirit and living active word of God's truth about you. Romans chapter 6, 18 and 22 say, we know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin, and having been set free from the sin, have become slaves of righteousness. Now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification in its end, eternal life. You are a slave of this world no longer. Your past does not define you. The future before you is one of peace, joy, and freedom in the Spirit. God has incredible plans in store for you that far surpass simply overcoming sin. Jesus died to give you abundant life here, in which freedom and love are your portion and not habitual sin and destruction. So renew your mind to the law of the Spirit to which you now belong as you spend time in guided prayer. Meditate on the freedom available to you through the death of Christ, and the filling of the Holy Spirit allows you to renew your mind and change your perspective on sin and freedom. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So there, what sin seems to be continually entangling you? What victory do you feel the enemy has over you? Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with the perspective in regards to your sin. Ask him to show you the path to freedom. View your sin through the lens of Scripture and put it in its proper place. Romans chapter 6, verse 18, and having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. Romans 6:22, now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit of you gets leads to sanctification and eternal life. In Galatians chapter 4, verses 3 through 7, in the same way we are children. We are enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of the Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir to God. James chapter 5, verse 16 says, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power in its working. The act of confessing our sins to one another is powerful in experience and the freedom available to us. Everything the devil does in the shadows and in his margins is by deception. So when we confess our sins, we bring it into the light, expose the lies, and are able to better see the destructive plans of the enemy. And it's in this light we experience the freedom available to us. So may you be filled with courage to expose your sin and walk in the freedom of righteousness today. I highly suggest you read Romans chapter 8, and it brings this devotional more into light. Amen. Now, this brings us to the most important question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to do it in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way to go or which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something more worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, pornographic material, okay, overeating, gambling, whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order to do so, he's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive the gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry like to welcome you to the family of God. And we'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we'd like you to call into area code 657-383-1487 and let us know that you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, it'll let me know that you want to come on and I'll bring you on. Amen. Okay. Well, we got no callers at this moment. Okay, so let's play some more music.
The word says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. That's how we fought our battles. This is how I find my battle. This is how
right. Well, I hope you enjoyed those couple songs. Amen. Let's get into the prophetic word for today. The Father says today, I am acting and moving in your life this day to bring blessings and promotion. Step into the dynamic reality of what I am doing on your behalf. I am working always with you and never against you as you yield yourself as an instrument through which my glory might resonate. You are fearful and wonderfully made, says the Father. All the process and activities taking place in your natural body at the same time. Know that likewise I am not doing just one thing in your life, but many. I am not a God of sameness or dead and uniformity. I am the God that never planned anything in a row. Regimented thinking is refuge of those who immerse in the dead religion. Come out of the tombs of religious homogeny and partake of the new wine of my spirit that requires a new wineskin. I say to you, let go of the old listings of religious reflection and hear my voice speaking dynamically in the silence between your own thoughts. The choreography of the eternal life is coursing through your blood this moment, not only to bring you forward, but to establish and bless you right where you are. I am not intimidated, neither do I hold myself aloof from the very mundane things going on in your life. Even the very hairs of your head are numbered. Refuse to allow anyone to convince you that I am not fully and intimately attenuated to the very faintest concern of your heart. I am here. I am moving to bless and to keep you. Accept that as most basic truth and look for me under every blade of grass, behind every door, in every situation and circumstance. Yea, your very fullness of the Godhead is present and working in your infinite life and within the boundaries of all that you represent in your person to establish. My favor and blessing upon everything that you do. Amen. Well, this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. I guess we're going to be bringing out Tony, okay, to talk. No, I guess we're not, okay, because we have no callers, okay, there's press the one key, okay, and there's nobody in the chat now. It's only me and Tony F. So I'm going to say God bless you all. Okay, and come and visit with us this Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time.
Hopefully we'll have some listeners and some callers, and I'll be on for the last 30 minutes of the night with Talk to Me, but looks awfully quiet tonight, so yeah, you might as well call it an evening.
Yeah, I'm gonna call it an evening. Someone said, God bless you all. May God keep you highly favored. Amen.